talking about the Western philosopher. What about the modern Indian philosopher?
They are followers of the Western philosopher.
Same.
So then why was he saying in the Western world this and that?
Shankaracharya, most of these Saivites are Vaishnavites only. There is no differentiation between a Saivite and a Vaishnavite. We use that select just like this only. Even that Bhavan journal all you can see. But actually Saivism has gone to the underground. Vishnu temples are more prominent and more people are getting results immediately. Even Sita is for the mundane people. He is helping them by curing, by
Akamo sarvakamo va moksha kamo udharadhi tibrina bhakti yogena jajita paramo. If anyone is aspirant of some material benefit and worships Krishna, he gets it. And gradually he gets Krishna. Then when he gets Krishna, he forgets all material.
Yes,
Shamin Kitasonsni, Barangayas, nor Bor.
I full of Krishna devotees only. No great devotees. This Vilamamala Swami, he has gone from
Kerala.
He has from Kerala. Like that, Sarvatama, Yeris, and Vilu, Krishna was her with her only. Vilamangalam complained to Lord Krishna, why you are not with me all along? He says, she has taken 18 jammas to get me. 18 jammas. You have not done that much, so you have to wait long.
Why did Krishna have all these demigod worship put in the Vedas? They put all the demigod worship in the Vedas.
For the Kamis. Kitvang Bhava, Kankhanta.
Karmanam Siddhi.
Karmanam Siddhi. Yajante Yahadeva. Who is interested to take bhakti immediately? Nobody is interested.
They can get the material facilities from Krishna also.
Yes. That is recommended. First of all, the Shastra recommends that if you want this thing, you worship this deity in this way. At last, it is said that you can get anything if you worship Krishna. That is akama sarva kama va mukta kama udharadhi tibrina bhakti. That is for the purpose that if he wants to take advantage, material benefit from Krishna, then Krishna bhajan will be there. Gradually they will forget this material benefit. They will become pure devotees. Just like Dhruva Maharaj became. Shamin Kitarthosmi Barang Najar.
One must have certain qualifications to be able to come to the service of Krishna.
No.
Even if one is in a complete mode of ignorance, he can...
Jena tena pakarya. Mana Krishna is based. Somehow or other. Sampati. Kamat, bhayat, deshat. Anyway, come to Krishna.
Then actually that means that it depends upon Krishna's devotee rather than Krishna. Because only by association...
If he comes to Krishna on any account, he will become devotee.
Right, but he will come to Krishna only if he comes in contact with his devotee. It appears that we came to Krishna consciousness even though we were in a very low state.
That is the process. But if somebody comes to Krishna with some material motive, he also becomes. Other civilization.
Sir, let us first describe what is civilization. Let us, think about what is first civilization.
Civilization means advance from animal life.
That is the difference between other civilizations and Vedic civilization. That is the difference.
Now, what is that difference? That I am
that you are advanced from animal life to a higher life, spiritual life.
It's
a Vedic civilization.
That is, I am asking. Civilization means not animal. Other man, human being must not be animal. This is the basic principle of civilization.
Primarily, all are animals. They have to advance from animal life to further up. That is the civilization.
Yes,
you say.
That I say.
So
not to remain animal.
Yeah, not to have status quo.
Yeah, still it is going on. The junglies, they are not called civilized. They are as good as animal. We, in India, we say jungli hai, jungli. And others say uncivilized. So, Aryan means the most civilized group.
But presently, sir, the Aryan race has spread the world over. Right from, Aryans have spread the world over, right from South America to India.
They were.
Today.
Belonging to the Aryan family. The Europeans, they are also Aryan family. And Indians, the Arabians, Persians, and they are all Aryan family. And the Americans, they also migrated from Europe. And they are also Aryans. But that is family-wise. But actually, Aryan means one who is advanced in civilization. That is Aryan. Therefore, when Krishna chastised Arjuna, he addressed him non-Aryan. You are not talking like Aryan. Anarjajustam. You are talking like non-Aryan. So, Aryan means advanced, the first class civilized man are the Aryans. So that standard of Aryan civilization is to understand God, Vishnu, and go back to it. This is perfection. Jato vahimani bhutan jayante, to understand it. And again, return back to Him. Modern civilization, they are completely unaware of God, neither they know it, that going back to home, back to God is perfection of truth. This is the defect.
They say, sir, that the Aryan civilization, cradle of Aryan civilization near the North Pole, in somewhere in Russia.
Wherever
from where named. They started migrating, people went to Europe, from there to America, then south down to Iran and then to India and all that.
That's all right.
When they have, with such extreme cold, they were able to civilize themselves to that extent.
Hmm. We don't.
The Eskimos don't, are not able to do it.
No. Civilization means they must live in a nice place like India. That is civilization. Like America, in those days, they were neglected. Nobody was living there. Gradually, they advanced. Otherwise, these tracts of land were rejected. These tracts of land, North America, that was rejected by the Aryans. They knew it.
They say the Mexico was known to
less civilized. Mm. They are not Aryans. They are not Aryans.
That is Patal Bhumi.
Yes. Patal Bhumi means just opposite the Eastern Hemisphere.
Just opposite the
Eastern Hemisphere.
But they had, sir, a very big Inca civilization in southern part of the American, I mean this thing, continent, South America. That had been ransacked by the by these fellows, Spaniards.
That Ravan's brother, Mahiravan, was in
Brazil. Yes, from the description it appears.
He could have gone via the bearings on the other side of.
By?
Bearing, yes.
Suranga.
Bearing, just near on the eastern end of Russia.
Underground.
There is just next, I mean, Alaska and Bering, opposite to each other. They could have gone by that place to American continent in past.
That's what the scientists say.
Hmm?
They are saying that they migrated by the northern
way. Yes, that's
the.
That is the only way. Otherwise, seas are very big way. The small crafts, they could not have gone there.
Proposition is not migrating, that is due to increase of population. There, the civilization means the culture. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
It has really spread toward the east in Indonesia and Indochina and all these places, which was again overtaken by Islam later on.
Islam
historically,
also,
it has spread. Even Bali Islands today are practicing Hinduism.
Aryan means changing consciousness to God consciousness.
Yes.
This means all over the world there can be an Aryan culture.
Yes.
Today the world is dominated by Aryans, the whole, all over practically. Excepting
today
Central Africa.
The world is dominated by demons.
Today. The Aryans have become demons.
Yes. That anyone can become demon. A demon can become Aryan, and Aryan can become demon by culture. Yes. That is one.
Yes, yes, a Brahmin can degenerate to Ravan state.
Yeah. That is the Aryan culture. Jasahi jat lakshanam proktam varnabhi vanjakam jadi annatra vidisheta tatte naiva vinidise. Who is Aryan? These are the symptoms of Aryan. If these symptoms are found in Mexico, they are Aryan. That is Bhadiktam Narad. Jadi annatra vidisheta tatte naiva vinidise. We are doing that. They are coming from nature family, but they have practiced to become Brahmin.
They are Aryans originally.
These you are calculating from the skin.
No, not skin.
Yes.
From the blood group.
Our blood or skin?
Blood group.
The same.
All the Aryans have the blood group in majority of them.
Skin comes from the blood. You know better than medical practice.
Skin is nourished by blood. Yeah. It comes from something else.
So, that is not the way. When there is symptoms, the first symptom is that he must know that he is not body, and he must know what is God. Then it is alien symptoms.
Atmanishtha and Ishwaranishtha.
And just sattva buddhi kunapiti dhaduke saeva gopa. There is any.
Kunape.
This
is a dead body. Kunape ti dhaduke.
Yes. It is dead. What is this body? It is already dead. That's why motor car. It is dead. Matter. So long the driver is, it is moving. Similarly, the body is dead. So, without understanding of spiritual identification, simply decorating this body means apranasya hi dehasya mannanang lokaranjan. This is going. Lokaranjan. Just to captivate some foolish person that they are advanced in civilization. What is the civilization? And we can understand. This civilization and the dog, there is no difference. There is no difference.
Now there will be no difference because there is, just like dogs, society, no marriages and all those. We talked yesterday there upstairs. There is going on everywhere.
Nati vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahiratha mani. Bahiratha, bodily concept. This is bahi. And antar is the soul. So they are bahirarthamani. These rascals are bahirarthamani, simply studying this body, external. Bahirarthamani. Very nice words, selected words are used in Bhagavad.
Yes, sir, this body and the soul are complementary to each other. If there is no body, soul cannot reside anywhere. And if there is no soul, the soul, body will die.
No, that is another side of bodily concept. Soul is without asangayang purusa. The soul has nothing to do with this material body.
That's right, you are absolutely right, sir. But if there is no soul in the body, what would happen to the body?
If there is no soul in the body, then body is useless.
It dies.
That's all. That we are pointing out. That without soul, this body has no meaning. It is a lump of matter. But you are saying that without this lump of matter, the soul cannot...
No, I don't say that. But so far as the body is living, soul has got to be there.
No.
If there is no soul inside, what will happen?
No. Body requires the soul for movement.
That is what I
meant. But soul does not require the body.
Soul creates a body to fulfill the...
No. Soul creates in this sense by its karma. He has to accept a certain type of body. But originally, he doesn't require this material body. Asangayang purusha. That is self-realization.
The production of the body and the cosmos is the lila.
No lila. It is compulsory.
Why compulsory?
Just like a man is beaten with shoes, that is not his leela.
What is this?
It is force. They must be beaten with shoes. That is not leela. Nobody says, let me play this leela and you beat me with shoes. No sane man will do that. When a man is punished, that is by force, superior force. Prakitakiramanani, gunai karmani sarvas. This is force, prakriti, natures. We cannot say that I don't care for the prakriti.
Prakriti may astada, it is God's prakriti.
Yes, the matter, material nature is forced upon it. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma yonite. He is accepting different body according to the contamination of material nature. Karanam gunasangasya. That he does not know. Ahankara vimurata karta aham iti man. He does not know that there is a superior karta, daivanetrena. Karmana daivanetrena. Jantar diho papati. So he is forced to accept a certain kind of body by the material nature. That he does not. This is non-angel. Like dog, he does not know that why he has got this dog's body. He simply has learned how to bark. That's all.
I have my doubts, sir. How can we know that he is not knowing or knowing? It is our conjecture that he is not knowing.
No. Shastra says, you conjecture, but we don't conjecture. We simply repeat what is said in the Shastra.
That's all I
know. Shastra chakshushyat. Your eyes should be the Shastra, not conjecture. Shastra says, Karanangana Sangas, he has become a dog on account of his infection, a certain type of material quality. That is our eyes. We don't conjecture anything. It is naturally, may we inquire, that why one living entity has got this body of a dog and why one living entity has got the body of King Indra. The Shastra Chakusya, Karanam Guna Sangasya. Shastra says, Krishna says, the reason is that he has infected the certain type of material modes of nature, therefore he has got. It is very easy. As you, medical man, you know how this disease has come. You have infected the disease.
Karanam Sangha.
Karanam. Karanam. Yes. I am layman. I cannot say why I have got this fever. You can, my analysis, you can say. So therefore, Shastra Chakusha. Shastra says, he analyzes blood, and if these symptoms are there, therefore this disease is there. That is Shastra, not conjecture. You don't diagnose by simply imagining. No. That is not scientific treatment. You analyze blood, stool and this and find out what is the germ, then you analyze. And in the Shastra, the symptoms are there, analytical. That this kind of disease, the symptoms will be this. That is Shastra, not conjecture. Karanam guna sangasya. Very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That this rascal has infected this body on account of his particular connection with the modes of material nature. In the Smriti Shastra, it is stated how one gets tuberculosis, how one gets this disease, that disease, different path.
culture is should be designed to cure the material disease.
Yes, that is Aryan culture. Taktadehang punarjanma naiti. That is Aryan culture. But they do not know what is punarjanma, how we can stop this birth and death. Nothing of this sort. Simply dogs and cats, that's all. Jumping. Very busy. Hare Krishna. Saiva Gokhara, that's all. Immediately the verdict. Aye. He does not try anything. He does good. So, everything is going nice?
Yes, Prabhupada. I just came from Bangalore last night.
Ah.
We are having a very big program there.
Hmm.
And a lot of publicity from the newspapers.
Yes.
With pictures and nice articles, big articles on the front page of the newspapers there. And tomorrow the governor is coming as the chief guest for the program. He was, he had that Sunday, that is tomorrow, he was fixed on going to Sai Baba's conference. But when we went to see him, he was very pleased because he had gone to our Vrindavan temple just 10 days back. So he was very much enthused with our activities and he liked the temple very much. So he was very pleased and he said, yes, I will cancel Sai Baba's program and come to your program.
Yeah, that's the governor of Karnataka?
Yes, he was the chief minister of Rajasthan previously.
Yes, some governor went to our temple, I heard.
Yes, Hari Akhoinanda wrote to me. Governor of Karnataka said.
So that is a good response that after seeing our temple, they decided to attend our conference. It's very good.
Selling more than 1500 rupees worth of books, Prabhupada.
In Bangalore?
Yes. And the most popular book there now is that Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness, the little one. Everyone is buying.
He wanted us to print lakhs of copies of that book and we can get it printed in India now.
Yeah. And in that book, we have mentioned the tyrant theory is completely bogus. In Europe and America also we are getting good response. Very.
Also, another party of five devotees, they have started on the bullock cart Sankirtan, going village to village. But it's very austere. They were. I told them, you go for 2 months, come back after 2 months. But they returned in 6 days.
Why?
Because, first of all, they did not know how to ride the bulls. So the bulls gave a lot of trouble.
Then there is no professional driver?
Well, now we are going to hire one driver to take care of the bulls. And secondly, even the axle of the cart was a little defective. Otherwise, the program was a great success.
Oh, that is success. People were coming.
Yes. And one person came to the temple in Hyderabad and met me. He says that after your devotees had a program in our village, the farmers, in the evening, they are coming and doing kirtan instead of just, previously they were not doing anything. But now they're coming after farming, in the evening they're collecting and they're doing kirtan together.
Yes, see. That is how quickly there will be response. Therefore I was insisting, go village to village, town to town.
cable next to me. Like a whole future
cable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, Prithivi is 8000 Nagaradi.
Gram, yes.
So it will never be foiled. Let us now begin.
Yes.
Village to village.
People in the villages, they are innocent, but they have been infected with so many vices.
Yes.
They are all drinking toddy every day.
If they chant, they will forget.
Yes. And the government is pushing toddy sales because they make money on it.
Yes.
They make tax. They want to encourage.
Now they're bringing prohibition.
Where? Only in Madras.
No, the government is now thinking of seriously to stop.
Yes. Acha.
They put in the papers.
All of them.
Yeah,
all of them.
5 years there has to be.
Already yesterday they're not licensing any new unit, no.
If the government simply prohibits these four things, meat eating and drinking, gambling and illicit sex, the whole country will change immediately.
A couple of months back there was an article in the papers that the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh is going to ban all gambling activities.
That's very good.
So I wrote back a letter to the Chief Minister requesting him that he has made a very good step and he should try and restrict all the four sinful activities.
Did he reply?
No, he never replied.
This animal civilization, Gokhara, is going as civilization. Drinking, meat eating, gambling. This is less than animals. Animals do not play gambling.
No.
At least. They have illicit sex, but no gambling.
They cannot have intoxication either.
Hmm?
Oh, yes.
Drinking.
That sugar, they say that the ants, they are very intoxicants. Therefore, they like sugar. Sugar is intoxicating. Wine is made from sugar. Yes.
Molasses.
Ferment molasses with sulfuric acid and then distill, it is wine, liquor. People are producing unnecessary quantity of sugar cane. Therefore, the drinking habit is increasing. Because from sugar, the molasses is the byproduct. So they have to use, they are finding out what is next industry. The next industry is liquor, wine. So when they produce more wine, then they must sell, and the people must drink. This is one after another. And in Hawaii, Mauritius, and so many other places, you see, they produce unnecessary quantity of sugar cane. Then molasses, Hare Krishna, and then wine, and they must be sold.
So this is sinful activity?
All sinful activity. Ugra karma. And if you drink wine, then you must require meat. Otherwise, your liver function will be bad. There must be a lump of meat. And as soon as wine and meat combine, then you require illicit sex. This is one after another. This is scientific. So we stop immediately. Stop this for them. Then one will be free from sinful life. Then he'll understand what is God. Otherwise not possible. A sinful man cannot understand what is God. Why the whole world is godless on account of the sinful life? They cannot tell.
So the means of production have to be changed.
Huh?
The means of production have to be changed into pious type of
production. If you stop sinful activities, the production will automatically stop. If there is no market for wine, then it will stop automatically. So you stop drinking and the market for liquor will stop. Hare Krishna. Kriyala has not come today. He is entangled with his grandson. Kriyala. Hare
Krishna.
One more. Janma ituna adi griha me dikshutam mitukshyam. Beginning, sex. Again, sex, again, sex, again, sex.
Now we have about 16,000 to 18,000 kgs of rice stocked up. We just harvested all the rice. We got a fairly good yield, not exceptionally good because it was our first attempt.
Your investment money is realized?
Yes. If we sell that, we can get at least
if we
double.
Sell means you sell it. That's all take whatever you invested money.
Yes, that is what I was thinking. Sell what we invested and distribute the rest.
Give them prasadam daily. So they're coming for kirtan?
Few people are coming, but there are not so many devotees there to have a
organized
big program, yes. And all the devotees who are there are very new, all new recruits.
Then how are we going to organize?
Well, Hansa Duda said as soon as the land is transferred, he would send 10 devotees for the farm. So then I think you can start.
So we have to import devotees. We cannot create devotees.
We have got about 8 devotees there who are new, but they are not experienced.
Train them.
Yes.
They give a manager right away, Hansa Duda said.
Hmm?
Yes, if we get a manager, then it's okay.
Train
them.
Yes.
Nice. If you do not get a manager, then what is the use of taking the land? If you cannot manage, then what is the use of taking? Give them prasadam, they will come.
Yes.
So why you are not giving that prasadam?
We have
every day there must be huge prasadam distribution.
Many people?
Yeah. Whatever you grow, you use it for prasad distribution. Hare Krishna. Jai. Jai. Having produced, that should be used as prasadam, and they will chant Hare Krishna. If that program is not done, then what is the use of taking?
We have plenty of rice now. And also the dal will be harvested in about 15-20 days. And the village people, this is their normal food, rice and dal.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we can distribute to all the villagers.
Distribute rice and dal and little vegetables.
Yes.
And they will come, take prasadam and chant.
Also this bullock cart party can recruit many persons from villages to come and stay at the farm.
That is first business, that they should join this movement and eat prasadam and chant Hare Krishna. They began spinning thread or cloth.
Oh, yes. Most of the land at the farm is black cotton soil, very favorable for growing cotton. So a piece of that, we can take 10 acres or so for growing cotton and spin our own crop.
Yeah, that is it, right. Why purchasing cloth 22 rupees per pair? No? What is the charge nowadays?
It's about 3-4 rupees a meter.
New dowry is 15 rupees.
50?
15.
15, yeah.
Quality.
So, if we produce our own cloth, there is no charge.
What do they use for utensils in self-sufficient society?
Banana leaf.
Cooking utensils.
Leaf cuffs.
Clay pots.
Thing, of course, you can get pots. Brass pots. temple.
The structure is over, Prabhupada. Now the ornamental work has started since last 15 days. They said they could finish it by March, but I don't know if we'll be able to push it before then. Since last 1 month, the collections have also increased. So if the collections go on in the same speed as we are going now, it may be finished by March, but otherwise, definitely by August. Of this month, Indira Gandhi was in Hyderabad. I got a letter from Pragosh that there were lakhs of people there to see her. And we have printed up coupons which we go shop to shop and tell everyone that you buy one brick for the temple. So 11 rupees is the cost of one brick. So on your name, one brick must be put. So we have these coupons, and they distributed 6,000 rupees worth of coupons in that program. 600 coupons they distributed in that meeting.
Sell well. You know, he sell well, man.
Sell a break for a temple. One person bought the book and he came the next day and he wanted to become a member. He was convinced. And Acharyananda says that this is for the atheistic people who cannot understand God. So here we are proving scientifically that God exists and how Krishna is the supreme scientist. So materialist, there are so many materialistic people, they always like these kind of books. So they're buying.
The next book will also be a big hit, I think. So these scientists are preparing.
Daily there are at least 2,000 to 2,500 people coming to the program. Because there would be more if there was more space, but it's an enclosed hall, so we can't fit in more people. It's packed up.
It's not bigger than it was 3 months ago?
Oh yes. We have very big publicity. And we get letters from different parts of Karnataka inviting us for programs in their village.
Yes, do that. Some big man came to see me for cooperating with others like Chinmayananda and Vinoba Bhave.
Businessman?
Yes.
Judge.
Bajaj, yes.
Was they are quite friendly with us. There's one Pejavar Swami, he likes our movement very much. And they have written in their book there was one picture with devotees doing kirtan in their Dharma Prakash. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes wrote article. That doctor.
Nagarjuna Rao. He is a devotee. Hare Prabhupada, how can we cooperate with them?
Mantas?
No, the Chinmayananda and these sects.
No, the cooperation on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. If they are actually serious, preaching Bhagavad Gita, then there is paparaja.
Recently, Chinmayananda had a big program in Hyderabad for 12 days. He spoke on the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, but he never mentioned the name of Krishna.
Yes.
And last year when he had come, he said in his first lecture that we will accept those verses now which are suitable, and those which are not suitable, we will reject them. He wants to reject Krishna's authority.
Then we reject it.
Yes.
At once we reject it. Yes, these Mahavadis, they know that if they accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then their Mahavadi philosophy is finished. Mm.
And there is, of the Vivekananda or Ramakrishna Ashram, there is only one senior devotee that they have now. He's the president of the Hyderabad branch. His name is Ranganath.
Oh, Ranganath, yeah.
And one day, one of our regular devotees, he went to see him and said, "What about in America? There are so many people, they're chanting Hare Krishna." So he says, "In America also there are many fools." So he's blaspheming like this. How can we cooperate with such people?
Now, we cannot cooperate, but if there is a meeting, we can prove them that they are fools. That's all. Hare Krishna. Jaya.
That is required.
Actually, there is the potency of your teachings is so powerful. I've seen that every time someone makes this poor excuses in front of people, just like yesterday I was in the train, and one guy was saying exactly the same thing, that I believe in the Bhagavad Gita in my own way. So I opened up Bhagavad Gita and I showed to four people, "Look here, just see what Krishna is saying here." And all of them agreed. He said, "Yes, yes, you are right. He's wrong." All of them. He said, "I believe in Bhagavad Gita in my own way." He said. I said, "Are you the controller of the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets?"
Oh yes, we all, just 2-3 days back, we went to see that Shankaracharya of Kamakoti. And the old Shankaracharya, he was very nice. He says, "Oh, you are doing very nice work," and he liked us very much. But then the young Shankaracharya, he didn't say anything, but he had one pandit near him who first questioned us that, "Do you know Sanskrit?"
I didn't ask, "Do you know English?"
So first of all, Acharyananda, I wasn't there, but Acharyananda and Jasvananda said, "No, we don't know much Sanskrit. A little bit, we don't." So he quoted Sarva Dharman. You know that verse? So they said yes. So he said, "Explain, what is the meaning of that verse?" He started the whole conversation. We didn't want to get into any philosophical argument. So they started explaining what is the meaning, one must surrender to Krishna, and then it went on, who is Krishna, and then finally Acharyananda and Jasodananda were quoting so many slokas that they were completely baffled. And the whole crowd that was there, they were appreciating and we were defeating them. By every sloka, we were defeating them. And they were completely baffled. Ultimately, he said he could not fight back. So he says, "Swamiji, you are right." And he wanted to close the whole conversation because the people were gaining our side. Yeah. They were being convinced by our
slokas. This is Krishna's mercy.
They were completely shocked that they knew so many Sanskrit slokas from so many different scriptures.
The Western learned circle, they are admitting that the greatest contribution of Hare Krishna movement is this authentic translation of Vedic literature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
page.
Yes. Many people in Bangalore, when I went to see them, they knew about our movements. Oh yes, Hare Krishna, y'all do bhajan. They call us bhajan mandali. But when we started preaching to them, showing them the philosophy, the books, and all the activities that they were doing, that we are doing all over the world, they are shocked. They said, oh, we never knew you were doing so much. And they said, there is no other organization which is comprising of all the different kinds of activities, all kinds of welfare and spiritual activities that we are doing. If we just have many preaching parties and go all over and show people what all the activities that we are doing, people will accept us. They will know more about our movement. Otherwise, right now, they just think that we are just a kirtan group, a bhajan mandali.
What did he speak?
He spoke different verses one by one of the 12th chapter. But no conclusion to every lecture, there was no conclusion. So he leaves the people in a blank. There's no conclusion to any of his lectures. And his philosophy is Krishna means black. Black means unknown, therefore Krishna is unknown. Krishna is unknown. You cannot know Krishna.
And what about other Sudarshan who knows Krishna just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or all the acharyas?